Good afternoon and welcome once again to Blind Vine for January the 2nd, 2008. Welcome 2008 and welcome to all of you listeners out there in ACB Radio land. I'm your host, Chris Gray, broadcasting to you from downtown San Francisco, California, out of the James Flood Building at the corner of Market and Powell, the busiest intersection on the West Coast. We have a fun program for you today, and in just one moment, I'll be back to tell you all about it. Well, I hope everyone had a good holiday season and did things that were fun, enjoyable. We were in Seattle for, 5 or 6 days and had a great time seeing family, catching up with friends as best we could. Compared to San Francisco, the weather in Seattle was cold, but for those of you in the Midwest or Eastern United States or in many other parts of the world, I'm sure you really wouldn't think it was that cold. But, you know, weather change is what it is. But we had a wonderful time and kind of got revved up. And now here we are starting off a new year on January 2nd. And hopefully it will hold many, many good things. Things that come to my mind, of course, there's our annual convention in Louisville this July. And before that, we have the combined board of directors meeting in person, a mid-year meeting of the presidents, and the ACB legislative seminar, all taking place during the course of 5 days or so. That will absolutely keep us busy. I have no doubt about that. The ACB Board of Directors will meet tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and discuss some matters that we feel we need to take up right away. Probably the most important ones have to do with consideration of how we handle investments and things like that. And we'll get 2008 off to a good start by having that conversation, part of which was held at the October meeting of the board and is continuing on as we organize ourselves and continue to take a variety of actions to not only safeguard ACB's financial assets, but help them to grow as well. So I'm feeling very positive about that, and I think that I hope all of you do as we move more and more toward a business-like means of managing our financial resources. So we'll be meeting in a couple short hours, and I'm sure there'll be news and information from that later on. I am live today after being away for a couple of broadcasts, and so can take your calls during this hour at 888-881-1998. That's area code 888-881-1998. I'll give you a chance to think of things you might want to talk about. You might want to tell about your Christmas, which is fine. You might have ACB questions, and I may try and intersperse the remainder of the hour with a few more newsy tidbits about the organization. I thought, though, as the main topic today, I would feature some recordings of a person. I've focused a lot on ragtime and so forth, but jazz is as great as ragtime. And on the 22nd of December, a great pianist, known, I'm sure, to many of you, Oscar Peterson, passed away at his home near Montreal, Canada. A great loss for the jazz community. and he was 81, 82 years old, and unfortunately had kidney issues, and that's what ended up causing his passing. I thought today we could do a tribute, an informal tribute. I won't do a big biography or anything, but play a few songs from Oscar Peterson. And to begin that, as I wait for your phone calls, we'll start out with a few cuts. First, the Sheik of Araby, recorded on April 30th, 1945, in Montreal. Then Louise, same date, in Montreal. And then we'll do If I Could Be With You, 1 Hour Tonight. And that was recorded in Montreal on August the 17th, 1945. So we'll start off with some early cuts, some things that you may not have heard before for a long time, and get to hear Oscar Peterson in his very early formative years as a pianist, known only at that time in Canada, but beginning to find his way musically and make a name for himself. So here we go with the Sheik of Araby, recorded in Montreal, 1945. Thank you. Oscar Peterson recorded in Montreal during 1945. As you can hear, he's experimenting with a lot of styles, trying different things, seeing what works, seeing what might not work, and having a great time doing it as well. Great piano numbers, but only beginning to pick up that Oscar Peterson sound that we came to know so much in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and so forth. Phone number here, 888-881-1998. 888-881-1998. We'll move on here a little bit to 1947. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, recorded in Montreal on April 17th, 1947. Then we'll hear Poor Butterfly from December 15th, 1947, and end this part of Oscar Peterson's career in 1949, a flagship year for him, the first time he came to the United States, and played, of all things, at Carnegie Hall, which was really the huge kickstart to his career in the 50s. Somebody Loves Me, recorded on November 14th, 1949. So we'll finish off the 40s with Oscar Peterson, but maybe we'll take a phone call first. Let's see who we've got on the line. Good afternoon. You're listening to Blind Vine. My name is Chris. Who's this on the phone?
Your name is Chris. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you real positive?
Is this Mr. Danny Vaughn, perhaps?
Well, it could be.
It sounds kind of like him.
How's it going, dude?
It's going fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to turn your volume up a little bit. I think maybe you're a little bit soft here. No one's ever accused Danny of speaking too softly.
I'm glad you said speaking too softly.
Did you guys have a good New Year?
Not too bad.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
Good.
Played a gig out at the VFW, and it could have been a little busier, but it wasn't bad. People were very friendly, and they had a good time.
Well, good. Good.
It was a very fine improvement over last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's for sure. You were a little bit under the weather.
Just a little. How was your holidays?
Oh, it was great. We had a wonderful time. As I said earlier, we were in Seattle part of the time. Down here part of the time, we had a sort of a pre-Christmas party over at my house, and about 30 or so people showed up. That was fun.
Oh, that's a lot of people for a house party.
We had to go to Seattle to recuperate from that, you know.
Yeah.
I heard you guys had some weather up in Alaska, 2 degrees, 5 degrees, 10 degrees over the holidays.
It's been a strange winter.
Yeah.
It just, you know, we've had no winter.
Hmm, really?
I mean, it's nice out right now.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful
uh-huh.
out. I mean, we've got very little snow.
Hmm.
We've had a little bit of cold weather, but not much.
Right, right.
And just, and we had the most beautiful fall I've ever seen.
You know, I remember that. And yet the funny thing is, you had that one snow about the 4th of October when I was up there.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking maybe you guys would really get hit hard.
Nope.
During the winter.
Nope. We have not hardly got any at all. Of course, you know, that doesn't say that we might not get it yet.
Right. Well, it's true. You know, it's only January.
Yeah, we could still get nailed, but it's been a pretty mild winter.
When I was in Alaska, Danny, the AIB was talking about having a retreat before the end of the year. Did that happen, or did you have to wait?
We're having it the 12th of this month.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I wish you could come up for it.
Well, I wish I could, too. That's great. I love to see, you know, ACB affiliates do retreats and
yeah,
where the board
I do too.
Can get together. Are you going out of town?
No, this one's going to be in Anchorage.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm doing a karaoke benefit for ACB or AIB.
Oh, really?
Yeah, try to raise some money for our organization.
Okay, okay.
It's going to be a contest and get some prizes away, and hopefully we can make some money.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Where will you hold it?
It's going to be at a place called The Last Frontier.
Okay.
It's a big place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice place.
Well, that's great.
So I hope it'll draw some people, and we're going to charge $25 an entry. And,
right.
And first prize is a round trip, train trip to Fairbanks.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we were kind of hoping we could get Alaska Airlines to sponsor a round trip to Hawaii, but they're so cheap. I think.
Not Alaska.
I don't know how they get away with it.
Yeah, well, they've got your market cornered, basically.
Yeah, they sure do. They don't care either. And they rub your nose in it every chance they get.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They won't give an inch to help anybody out.
Yep. Well, that train ride sounds nice, though. I've always wanted to take that train ride from...
Oh, I love the train.
Yeah, me too.
Love the train.
Yeah.
We've got to get together and take that train trip up the East Coast.
Oh, that would be nice.
We got to do it, Chris.
Okay. I'm there.
Yeah.
Have you done the trip yourself from Anchorage to Fairbanks?
Not to Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. I've done it to... The park, Denali.
Ah, okay.
And I've also done the one to Seward.
Mm-hmm.
And that is gorgeous. Oh, my. I couldn't believe it. I had no idea we had that kind of a train excursion.
I'll be darned.
I mean, waterfalls and lakes and animals and it was beautiful. Just breathtaking.
Boy.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I like the trains anyway. I love the trains.
Yeah, it's a nice way to travel, especially today. I sure get tired of airplanes.
Yeah, I think it's a real shame that the trains went out of style.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd sure like to see them come back in. Back in the days when they had the nice fancy dining cars and the club mm-hmm. cars and the sleeping cars, you know, and you traveled in style, man.
You know, one of the nicest train rides Marvelina and I took about, oh, gosh, maybe, I don't think it was a year ago. Oh, no, it was just last March. We went from, in Canada, from Toronto to Montreal. And, my gosh, I didn't know that nice of a train ride still existed on, you know, on anywhere in North America.
Really?
Very, very nice. Very attentive service, great service. The food was good enough to be, you know, a moderate to expensive French restaurant. It was quite amazing.
Huh.
So they do exist now and then. Of course, I've taken some train routes that were kind of dogs, too, so you have to pick and choose.
But I've always wanted to see the East Coast in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
When the leaves are changing. I've just, you know, you hear so much about it. And
right.
See pictures of the leaves in Maine, and I've always wanted to see Vermont and New Hampshire. And I got to do it. I got to do it.
Well,
we got
10 months to plan it.
Yep. Yep. We got to do it.
All right.
And I've never seen New York. Have you been to New York?
We were there for the World Blind Union regional meeting earlier. In early December. December is not the best time to go to New York. It's crowded, and it was absolutely packed with Europeans coming over here because the euro is so favorable to the dollar. And cold, oh my.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, cold for me.
Yeah.
15, 20 degrees. I thought Marvelina was going to live next to the radiator.
I forget about her. She can't take that cold stuff.
Yep. Well, Danny, thank you for the call.
Well, yeah, it's good to hear your voice, and you be sure and tell Marvelina hi.
I'll do that.
And
Nugget
says to tell you hi.
Very good, very good.
And the girls say to tell you hi.
Well, wonderful, wonderful.
So you take care.
All right. You too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, brother.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. You're listening to Blind Vine, 888-881-1998. I'll pick up the phone while the song is playing, and we'll put you in the queue if you want to call in today, 888-881-1998. In the meantime, we're listening to the wonderful jazz pianist Oscar Peterson.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson from 1949. And here we're beginning to see the real style of his playing, what he was creating, formulating, and much more the Oscar Peterson sound that we hear. As I say, you're listening to Blind Vine. I'm Chris Gray, your host. 888-881-1998. And it's hard to know how many of you are out there listening this afternoon, perhaps recovering from New Year's, perhaps working hard, implementing all of your New Year's resolutions, and not by the radio right now or by the computer. We'll now move in this musical biography to 1965, a Verve album called We Get Requests. And here you hear the trio for which Oscar Peterson is probably most famous. We'll listen to three songs, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars, My One and Only Love, and Time and Again. Oscar Peterson probably is best known for the trio. They toured a great deal and made many, many, many albums, too many even to think about. And he really made his mark in a way, I think, with the trio, certainly for concertizing and creating the jazz sound that wasn't experimental, of course, from for the 60s and the 70s. So three songs from 1965, originally released on a Verve album called We Get Requests.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson Trio from 1965 with the great bassist Ray Brown and Egg Figpen on drums. Very well-known trio. Oscar Peterson was equally comfortable and equally or perhaps even better known in certain circles as an accompanist. He accompanied Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Roy Eldridge. And here I'm going to give you a couple samples of some recordings he made with Dizzy Gillespie in London on November 28th and 29th, 1974. We may get to Blues for Bird. I hope we do. We may run out of time. But we certainly have time to hear the beautiful song Autumn Leaves that they did together. Oscar Peterson and the trumpet player Dizzy Gillespie.
Thank you.
We're really running out of time. We'll close with a bit of Blues for Bird. You're listening to Blind Vine on ACB Radio, the voice of the blind community. Thank you, and good day.
Mm-hmm.